call me. Mm-hmm. And he went crying all over this thing. I just had to say to him what I thought. Mm-hmm. I said, he said he's sorry he couldn't agree with you, that although he had tried to sell your viewpoint, that he didn't think they could hold these folks in line. I said, well, I'm not any lawyer, but you said you didn't think this thing was justified, and you tell me that your problem is holding them in line, and I don't know who you've got holding them in line. I didn't pick them, but do you think they're loyal to you? And he said, yes. And I said, do you think they're telling you the truth then, and they tell you they'll try to? And he said, yes. And I said, well, then that's all you can do. We want them to be fair and want them to be just, and want them to see that they do the right thing, but you've explained it to me a half dozen times, and I don't understand it. You can't tell me the Negro grass cutter is going to take advantage of your top man there and lead him around. If he has, you got the wrong man in charge, because if I was in charge, I goddamn sure know. But you put this man in charge. Well, he said, I stayed awake and I've worked, and I said, so am I. We measure things by results, and I don't know why we called on to do Curtis's job for him, but we do. And they had all the committees they could have in the House, and they had them all in the Senate, and they reassembled them, and they adjourned them, and they reconvened them, and they assembled them, and they tried it in the Senate, and we've gone through all those things. Then we had Goldwater do it in the election, and we won in every goddamn forum except this one. And that's the only one you've had charge of. And I don't question your sincerity, and I don't want to direct you what to do, and I want you to do what's fair and what's just, but you can't convince me. Well, he said, I think I ought to tell you that my judgment is that odds are against us. And I said, well, my judgment is they're not. If this man is loyal, as you say, and if he's able, as you say, if he hadn't got much sense as 12 men on this jury, then and can't lead them, I'd be disappointed. And he said, well, I just done my best, and you don't know what it'd be without this. And I said, well, I don't know. It's a question of whether he lives an hour or lives a day. I don't know, not much distinction. And if you'd save his life completely, that'd be all right. But that's not what we're talking about. You're talking about whether you send him for 5 years or six. You indict him, that's going to do the job. Whether you convict him or not, you've already destroyed little Lyndon and little Linda Baker. And you've murdered their daddy, and you've got all of his damn plane. Well, anyway, that's the way it lived.
What he's really saying is that he can't prevent his own staff from doing so.
No, he says his own staff is going to be loyal to him and going to try to get these people to do it, but he doesn't think that foreman will go along.
Yeah, well,
I don't believe that, do you?
No, sir.
I think the problem's with his staff and not with the jury.
Oh, of course, that's right. I told you that I ran over that ground of a runaway jury with him, and he said he'd never had one. He agreed with me that he'd never had one except one in the South. You just don't have runaway grand juries in the federal system if your prosecutors are any good.
Okay, I think I'll tell Tom that. I guess so. I oughtn't to.
I'd leave it. I really would.
Okay. Bye.